Yet another police shooting in Chicago left two dead on early Saturday morning, including 55-year-old Betty Jones, who police say was accidentally struck and tragically killed. The latest shooting, of course, just adds to already high tensions in Chicago. Late last month, Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan asked Chicago police to release the dashboard camera video capturing the death of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald, who was killed by officers during a confrontation in October 2014. It was a judge's order that eventually forced the release of that video. Outrage around the footage pushed Madigan to then call on the Justice Department for an outside independent investigation into the pattern and practices of the Chicago PD. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch announced that investigation was underway on December 7th. Laquan McDonald's death might have gone unnoticed altogether if not for the eventual release of that dashboard cam video that police wanted to keep hidden. The video confirmed what Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan says many had suspected, that Laquan McDonald's death did not happen the way police said it did.
I think there's really outrage around that. We actually had a request by a reporter to have access to that video. And out of the Attorney General's office, we said that needed to be released, that you cannot hold that under the Freedom of Information Act. But unfortunately, there's been a history where it's the Chicago Police Department who has tried to prevent those videos from being released. And, you know, at this point, this day and age, because of the technology and in other places around the country, those videos are coming out much sooner, and that needs to be the situation in Chicago as well.
There's a long pattern of police shootings in that city. And in fact, in 2007, you guys instituted the Independent Police Review Authority, which was supposed to review shootings like this and make recommendations. Has it been a failure? Do we know enough yet to say that that effort dating back to 2007 has been a failure for the people of Chicago and for police accountability?
I think there is a belief that the Independent Police Review Authority has been a failure, but I think it remains to be seen. And that is certainly one of the main focuses of what is going to be looked at by not just the Department of Justice, but also going to be looked at by the City of Chicago and the Police Department, because clearly when you have a circumstance that virtually never is there a determination that something went wrong, comes to a police-civilian interaction, shooting, misconduct, you know, that's unlikely to truly be the case.
It's one thing for DOJ to be investigating patterns or practices. How do you change an entrenched generations-old culture inside the police department?
Well, I think we've seen over the years that you have these problems across the country. And in fact, the federal statute that gives the Department of Justice the authority to come in and do these pattern and practice investigations was initially passed in the aftermath of the Rodney King situation out in Los Angeles. And so we have seen that you can effectively identify the problems that are out there, put in place solutions, and actually have real reform when the public demands it, when the law demands it, and when there's actual accountability from top to bottom. And I believe that it's really, you know, the last best hope that we've got in terms of being able to do that, but it is one that the entire public, really, of the City of Chicago is demanding at this point.
We have seen situations in many cities where it appears that officers who do wrong hide behind the legal, I'll call them loopholes for lack of a better word. Does Illinois need a change in the statute that gives officers as much leeway as they have?
I certainly think that's one of the issues that will be looked at. But already there are conversations underway with members of the legislature about what do we need to do on a statewide basis. The Illinois legislature already this past year took some enormous steps in putting in place what appears to be very good law in terms of the use of body-worn cameras, trainings that are required of law enforcement. And they will actually, those laws will be coming online as the year begins. So we've got some very good things, but there's a lot to be done, particularly when it comes to community policing efforts and reestablishing what is essential, trust in communities.
Is this really, when it comes down to it, in Chicago, a question of now there's video that shows the problem that's existed for all these many years?
I think that's true across the country. That is the promise of technology, is that it has been able in many circumstances to bring forth what is really, unfortunately, a day-to-day reality in far too many communities throughout this country. I actually think that the technology is a great advance, and we just have to make sure that we are benefiting from it.
Lisa Madigan, thank you for your time.
Todd, you're very welcome.
Lisa Madigan is Attorney General for the state of Illinois.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.